voices went down the rows and touched the head of my children and spoke. Sometimes I say, let's all put our head down just for fun. And then I touched their heads, and I remember the difference of touching the little black head and the other children, but trying not to hide, not to show, of course, any difference whatever.
Did integration go fairly smoothly?
It did, so far as I know, in Roswell. Far as I know.
Absolutely no problem. I can tell you that too, because I was there too.
That's right. Okay. Let's see. Let's go back in your life a little bit to the time that you were younger. What kind of living situation did you grow up in? What was your, you said your father was a Baptist
minister. Yes, and of course I had a strict upbringing and all, but very happy, and my father and mother, my mother was very refined, and my father was very outgoing, and they were perfect, and match, and gave me every opportunity possible when I was in high school, and I will always be thankful for that. I played basketball, shot 13 points in one game against Cumming, and I debated. I went to the district meet. You know, we'd go to the district meet and ready riding and such as that. I had a wonderful high school, and I tell you this is one of the fun things. My father was. Back then, ministers didn't have secretaries. So my father was instrumental in building a new sanctuary at Buford, and he had to look after everything. And I forgot what I started to say now.
No secretary, he had to get the money up.
He had to go and look after everything. Well, I won't tell this. I was going to tell about something horrible that happened to me later. Maybe I will tell you about that later. My mother just stayed home and looked after the children. I had one sister older than I, and I'll come around to think
and
of that.
Brother.
Think of that.
And one brother.
And one brother.
A younger brother.
I'll think about what. Well, I'll start to tell you in a minute about that. Ask me something else, it'll come to me.
What was the house that you lived in like when you were growing up?
There in Buford, the Baptist church was in the center of Buford, and the pastorium where I lived was beside it. And my father was instrumental in building much larger sanctuary. So we moved from the pastorum to another home, but lived there only 1 year, and that was while I was in school. And
describe the house to above.
Well, the pastorum was large, very large house. The rooms all very large, and of course we had a fireplace. But I never lived where we didn't have I'm trying to think of what's the most historic stove that a person would have. We always have a large stove, and the end of the stove had a water compartment in the end of it.
Uh-huh.
Older people will remember that, and in the kitchen, that's what I remember. And it had a large basement, which was an apartment, and two of the sweet ladies in the church who were single lived with us part of the time because the house was so large.